Welcome to the Meet the People podcast, a podcast which takes you inside Atlas Copco and interviews some of our great people who make it happen.
Welcome to Meet the People, a podcast which meets the great people that make it happen inside Atlas Copco. Today, as always, I'm super excited for today's interview, and today I'm discussing Atlas Copco with Michelle Eason. And Michelle is one of our service sales managers, a regional service sales manager in the United States, working out the kind of Alabama, Houston type area, all of that. So Michelle, good afternoon to you.
Hey Paul, good afternoon. How are you?
I am wonderful. Thank you very much. So Michelle, we've known each other quite a few years now, but for those out there listening, just tell us a little bit about your background and history with Atlas Copco.
Oh goodness, it's been a long history so far, it feels like, but it's been great. My history with Copco, I've been with the group now 21 years. Started purely very unconventional and kind of out of pure luck. I had just moved from Houston, Texas to Dallas, Texas, and at the same time the regional offices were moving from Houston to Dallas. So it was in December, 99, Christmas. They were looking for somebody to do, actually, Paul, Christmas cards. So I went there for the afternoon to do that and, you know, had indicated my background and I was looking for work in Dallas. And since they were just opening up and needing coordinators and service planners, I was interviewed and actually got the job.
And then tell us a little bit more. I mentioned at the start regional sort of service sales manager. Just tell us a little bit more about that role.
Okay. So, yeah, you know, the whole career has been within CTS and service coordination and service planning. Then, you know, back in early 2000s, we started the service sales manager role. So I've fulfilled that role. Got the opportunity to do, you know, other locations, other roles, product manager and over at the division level for in air power. And then most recently is probably my best and the job I've enjoyed the most, the role I've enjoyed the most within Atlas Copco is a regional sales manager. So I'm, you know, live, like you said, in the Alabama area and responsible for, you know, a team of aftermarket and inside sales and parts specialists throughout the region.
A question I always ask, and how would you describe kind of Atlas Copco's culture to a friend or a colleague, let's say? So not about the role specifically, but if they're like, what makes Atlas Copco what it is? How would you describe that?
Oh, Atlas Copco, it's fun. I mean, it's a great company. Things are always changing, so there's always something new and different to learn. You can create your own path. You know, you see what you want to do and you can, you know, you can choose that path. And, you know, the people here, it's like family. They're very supportive. You know, I have, you know, no issues with going to really anybody within the organization. I mean, we have an open door policy, you know, so you can go anywhere, you know, just and ask for support, for feedback or somebody just to listen. You know, within the group, I find that, you know, what our culture is, you know, like I said, it's open door. It's a great place. It's a great group of people. Like I said, it's fun and changing and there's always something new and exciting going on.
You know, a question always, I think, difficult for people to answer, but I mean, there'd be lots of things that perhaps your colleagues would say as well. But to date, what are you most proud of when it comes to those 21, 22 years in the company?
Atlas Copco, it's a great company. I mean, they're always looking, you know, the company's always looking to do better. You know, as it's for customers, it's for, you know, it's for the environment, it's for the, you know, the communities that we're a part of. You know, personally, I'm, you know, proud, like when I go into, say, our Houston office and work with our coordination team and see some of the same practices and best practices and processes, you know, that we were doing that are still in place. And it's like, okay, those must have really worked back then because they are still, you know, used today. I'm happy to be, you know, in a role being a female and being able to be a mentor and a role model to other, you know, employees within the group, especially the female employees. So I do take quite a bit of pride in that, Paul.
No, absolutely, and rightly so. If you go back, and if you were starting again, or if a friend or colleague was starting new in the company, what advice would you give them? What would your best bit of advice be for someone coming into us new?
The best advice for a new employee would be keep an open mind, embrace change.
Yeah, absolutely. I like it. Short, simple, but that's exactly it's a really good advice.
Yeah, but I mean, and also they can, like I said, they can write their own path. I mean, if there's something they fancy to do with their career, I mean, there's definitely no limits within Atlas Copco. You can move divisions, you can move, you know, states, you can move countries. You know, you can do as much or as little as you choose to do.
Hmm. Yeah, this mantra, you know, of always a better way, it's so much more than a slogan in a book or on the wall. Mm-hmm. I mean, it really is true that so sometimes we might put something in place and then, you know, 2 months, 2 weeks, 2 years later, new people come in, suggest improvements, and it evolves. And I mean, sometimes, as you say, those gaps can be super short between changes.
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed.
So we talk a lot about the sort of past, your observations, what you've done. So the question we always like to end with, what are you most looking forward to? What does the future hold for you, and what sort of drives you on every day?
You know, continuing to learn. You know, we had the learning week this year, which was quite interesting. Lots of learning bits that was a part of that week, which was great. So, you know, learning, you know, self-improvement, continuing to do better than I did yesterday. You know, continue the career within the group. You know, I still want to contribute to the group. You know, like I said, I've been here 20 years. I look forward to another 20. You know, so kind of luckily, hopefully sooner than later, getting past this whole COVID, getting back to some normalcy and, you know, just kind of continuing to learn. And like I said, you know, contribute to the group and learn new things, learn new ways and, you know, continue to advance.
Absolutely. Well, I think looking at the time, just about all we got time for, Michelle, I could talk to you for ages. So great stuff. Thank you so much for joining us today. Thanks for all you do for the company. And again, we really appreciate you joining us today on the podcast. Thank you.
Oh, awesome. Thanks, Paul. Have a good afternoon. Bye-bye.